Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Hello, good evening, everyone, and here we are, another show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Lizzie T Radio Show.
This evening, we have prepared a special, wonderful show for you. We have another guest, and this guest has really wowed me because her story is just pretty amazing, and all of you will hear about this and will learn how this person has invented or has created something pretty incredible. Her name is Chris, and Chris Gresh. She's married, and she's married for 25 years now. She has two children, a 17 and a 12-year-old, teenagers. We all know what that's all about. And her idea back in 2009, Chris went to a large craft fair, and looking at it differently this time, she sat back and she watched and listened and thought to herself, other than a foot traffic, how do those small businesses sell their item? And after several months of thinking about this and writing down her ideas, she presented this to her family and friends, and they thought that it was a great idea. And so it was born Craft Showcase. That's an excellent name. And with a business plan in hand, Chris and her great idea come to in the beginning for Craft Showcase. The artists and craft and professional all the world need help, and that she will be providing and helping. And with e-commerce, are now member of the Made in American movement. That's pretty amazing. That it just happened in September 30th, 2012. All of you can find this business by going to www.showcraftcase.net.
Hi, Lizzie. How are you?
I'm pretty amazing. I was able to give you an amazing intro. Thank you so much for coming to our show. Tell us about it. Like, how did you tell us more about this business? How did you become aware or interested in bringing such a great idea?
Well, thank you, Lizzie. I have always been a crafty person. I've always made my own flower arrangements and, you know, just done many, many projects in my house. And I love going to the craft shows. I love, you know, trying to get to them. But as my life became more hectic with the kids, with work, and I was in corporate America, you find that you lose time to do these things. You can't get to them. The shows are specific days or specific times. You might have a ball game. You might have vocal lessons. You just can never get to them. So it was just, you know, continued to bother me. How can I help these people? How can I make them, you know, instead of just the foot traffic coming in, how can I make them seen to the world? And in 2009, that's when sort of everything started. We're still developing more and more on the site. I'm also learning more. As I grow with this company, I am finding that the artists and craft professionals, they need training. They need training on how to market themselves on the Internet. It's not like a show. It's almost in a way, if you look at network marketing, it's a people-person job. They need to learn how to work Facebook, work Twitter, and work, you know, all of these skills that they're really not used to. So this is another avenue that I am working on right now to put training modules together for these people as they put their items on the site to help them grow and develop themselves into an internet market business also, Lizzie.
Right. And it's interesting because it's true. We're good at what we do, but the business aspect and to try to get through social media is not an easy thing. And we need coaching. And I'm glad that you are not only using this website to sell products, but to teach others how to utilize it.
Right, right. There's not a lot of people that come out there really and help the craft professionals and artists. They have skills of creating. They're artists. They make things. But when it comes to selling them, you know, blogging them, telling people about them, it's hard for them to be descriptive about something they made. And it sounds strange, but it's like apples and oranges to them. When you talk to them in person, they can tell you everything they want to know. When they put it in writing, it's completely different. So at that point, you know, and this is sort of just a recognition that I came with probably a couple weeks ago that there needs to be training in this area, and we are working on this. We are going to get some stuff together for people to train them, to work with them, so that they can, you know, create their own destiny almost on the internet, which just recently I read an article that like 1.8 billion people are on the internet every day. So if these people can get in front of a very small percentage of these people, imagine what we can sell. And also being, you know, accepted into the Made America movement, what better way to sell American products to everybody in the U.S. and keep every, you know, keep it in the U.S. and keep the money coming in and keep growing that way.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And so basically your job is to bring everybody together and have a virtual craft show online.
Correct.
Right.
Yes.
That's a great idea. I mean, what a great idea. Why have I not thought about it myself? But you know what? I think it was your job to do that, and good for you, and good for you. Very proud of you, Chris. And when I was talking to you the other day, when you were explaining to me, and I thought, wow, you know, there is not, I've never heard anything like it right now in the internet that would bring crafty people that love to sell their stuff. That's great. Can you, if somebody needs to call, and you, I assume you work with people all over the world as well.
Well, right now, the site is just for U.S. vendors.
Okay.
Once I get this developed and get it really running strong, then my next goal is we will open an international one. Because it just makes it easier. You got to think, you know, the shipping thing. Is somebody in the U.S. really going to buy something from Europe and the price of it plus the shipping? So if you sort of condense your craft shows to areas, then it's more lucrative for the vendors in that area.
I understand.
Yeah.
Right. So please, to the audience, to the people that are listening, this radio show will be broadcasted. You can post it on your social media, your Facebook. Please repeat your website. If you have a phone number for people to contact you all over the U.S. that are willing and they will love to have their stuff promoted into your website, if you willing to give a number, please go ahead.
Sure. My website is www.craftshowcase.net, and the phone number is 301-606-1358, and you can email me at craftshowcase@verizon.net.
Great. Chris, it's been a wonderful honor and a pleasure to have you on the Women and Men, lately it's only been women, to help each other And I wish you all the best success, and I know this is going to be big because I can see it, you know, how amazing your work. And any final word that you would like to say?
What I always feel is we need to support the small business people, let it be in the U.S., in Canada, Europe, across the nations. We need to support these people. We need to back these people up. And we need to keep the business and the money coming into ourselves instead of all these big box gurus out there that are taking away from
us. I agree with you. And this is a perfect way of doing that. And, listeners, folks, is craftshowcase.net. Her name is Chris. Thank you so much for being part of the show. All the great success, and hope you have you back with great more news, with a lot more expand on your business and on your website. All the success in the world. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Lizzie. I appreciate it. And thanks for everybody for listening.
Thank you.
Okay. Night.
Bye. Good night. Thank you so much for listening to another show. We would like to give a special thank you to Chris for participating into our Blog Talk Radio. We wish her again great success, and thank you for listening, and we will see you next Sunday with another great guest to our show. Lots of novelties, and if you are listening and you would like to be part of this show, please email us at 0288. Send us a little blurb about your business and what you do, a little bio, and we will love to have you part of a guest into our show. Thank you so much, and make it a fantastic day.
Lizzie T. Radio Show. Lizzie T. Radio Show.